Right now it is time for another of our Foundation for Community Health interviews that we have teamed up with the Foundation on presenting. It's a time where we not only present information about the Foundation itself, what it does, how it benefits our area, and it also shows who it benefits and who it helps, and in so many different ways, which we don't think a lot of people understand, and that's why we have put together this series of programs. Today, we will be speaking with Constance Hotchkiss. I think I'll be able to call her Connie. We'll find out. Constance is the Division Director of Nursing, Allied Health, and Veterinary Technology at Northwest Connecticut Community College, and she is our guest this morning. Can I call you Connie? Good morning.
Absolutely. Good morning. You may call me Connie. Only my mother calls me Constance when I'm in trouble.
That's right. Constance. All right. Well, good morning and thanks for joining us. You know, years ago, Roberta Willis, when she was a representative for our area, came up with a great idea involving high school kids in nursing. And now as we sit here years and years and years later, and we look at what is going on with the pandemic and what is going on in hospitals and nursing in general, I think what Northwestern Connecticut Community College got into many, many years ago, the nursing program, let's talk a little bit about it and how it's become even more important over the years. Let's take a look at the parameters of the nursing program up at Northwest Connecticut Community College.
So the program at Northwestern is one of six community college nursing programs in the state of Connecticut, and we are the newest program. So we have only been in existence for 11 years, and we are an RN program, so it's a registered nurse program. It's an associate's degree program. Graduates are eligible to sit for the national licensure as a registered nurse and seek employment. And we accept 32 students every year. They go for an accelerated 18 months straight through. We don't take a break in the summer. And then they graduate the following year. And to date, we have graduated over 250 nurses. So it's been a phenomenal accomplishment, I think, for Northwestern.
You know, one of the things that's so great about it is, unlike a lot of courses that you can take and a lot of directions that you can take, you're pretty much guaranteed a job at the end of this.
Absolutely. many of our students have jobs lined up before they even graduate. As you can imagine, you know, the last couple of years, the need for nurses has grown tremendously. And actually, I'm so impressed that the demand for nursing has not gone down as far as students. We were worried as nursing programs that perhaps this pandemic would discourage some prospective students, and it really has not. We have not seen that.
I think anybody that has in their blood or their mind that they want to become part of a nursing program or healthcare in general is not going to be swayed by the fact that there's a pandemic or there might be an outbreak of this or that, because deep down inside, if you want to be a nurse or you want to go into medical care, you really do care about making people feel better and be healthier. I mean, so I'm not surprised at all that it hasn't swung the other way.
Yeah, no, and you're absolutely right. That, I think, is for many, many of our students, that really is the bottom line. They want to be able to help people, and many of them have had personal experiences with, you know, themselves or family members in the medical field and had some medical issues, or just want to have that fulfilling career where you can really make a difference for people.
Now, I think, wasn't this program, Roberta Willis, I think, was pretty much involved in setting up this program with the college.
Roberta Willis was very much involved. The former college president, Dr. Barbara Douglas, had to raise funds because we were not being funded by the state of Connecticut. And so Dr. Douglas raised funds from the community to get this program established, and she raised over $1 million. And the Foundation for Community Health was a huge supporter of this initiative. They initially gave $100,000 just to get the program established, and then over time gave almost $500,000 for the program to help with faculty costs and to establish the nursing laboratory. So yes, this was truly a labor of love, and the community wholeheartedly supported it.
You know, it's great to hear you talk this. When I speak to the different agencies that the Foundation for Community Health has helped, ideas that get off the ground, sometimes the foundation does surveys and they find out and they go to area nonprofits or businesses and really the great thing about what they do is they help you get the program going. They do a lot of funding, but then you run the program. They're not involved in it at all like that.
Right. And I mean, I'm sure you know this, you just need a little leg up to get something great going. And, you know, now we are, you know, fully funded by the state of Connecticut, but I think there were doubts that this program could, you know, exist in the northwest corner. And so Dr. Douglas really had this vision along with a lot of support. Roberta Willis was one of those people who wholeheartedly supported it, and it's come to fruition.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the program itself, a little bit of the nuts and bolts about someone that would apply for it. First of all, are there waiting lists, or does the program fill up quickly? And once people enroll in the program, just some basic ideas of what they go through.
Sure. Yes, it is a competitive admission. It is a selective application program. So unlike the rest of community, you know, college programs, you can't just apply and be guaranteed a spot. So our students have to complete a set of admission requirements, you know, an English course, a math course, and then several science courses, anatomy and physiology, chemistry, before they are eligible to apply for the program. And then we have an application cycle every year that goes from November 1st to February 1st. And we typically see around 80 eligible applicants during that time, and we accept 32. So we do always have a wait list. And our selection is really based just on academic performance. So it is very competitive. Then once you get into the program, our program is a little bit unique. We start in January, so we go 18 months straight, so they go straight through the summer and then graduate the following May. The program, every semester, you do 2 days of clinical work, and some of that is done on campus in the lab. We use clinical agencies all around the northwest corner for the other clinical days, and you have lectures usually 1 or 2 days a week. And the students, it's challenging. We usually advise our students to try to minimize the hours that they work because most of our students are not your typical college student. They're not your 18-year-olds. We have students, you know, the average age is in the 30s, and most of them have families and jobs and have to support themselves. So it's quite a feat for students to, you know, to make it through the program. And, it's pretty intense.
Now, is this your nursing program? This is probably a dumb question from a layperson, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Is it a general program where you focus overall on nursing, or do you get specific in specific areas?
No, this is all undergraduate nursing programs. Pre-licensure programs are a general program. You prepare a general nurse to enter into the profession, and then any kind of specialization happens afterwards for people. Yeah.
And for people to find out to apply, do they call? Is it better to apply online?
So we do have a website, nwcc.edu, and there's a page under all the programs, the degrees, that is specific to nursing, and we have a very extensive information packet. So I would encourage anyone who's interested to please take a look at that. I also meet with a lot of prospective students. We talk about, you know, what it's like to go into the nursing field. They can always reach out to me at the college. We also have advisors in our admissions and in our student services that they can speak with. So if they make contact with anyone at the college, they can point them in the right direction, and we will get them the information.
Now, what we're going to do is we have our on-demand page, robinhoodradio.com. Click on on-demand and go to the interview section, and we'll have this interview put up after 8 o'clock this morning. And if you go to that interview, you can click on the link, Northwest Connecticut Community College. We have it go right to the page you're talking about. You can click on the pictures, and it'll take you right to the page. So you can find it one of many different ways on our website to go to it. Now, I guess my final – I've got two questions. How did you get involved in running this program, and did you come up through a nursing program like this yourself?
I actually, I didn't. I went to the University of Connecticut for my undergraduate and then to the University of Hartford for my master's degree. I was one of those people who always knew I wanted to be a nurse. So I went right out of high school and became a nurse. And then I waited a very long time. I worked at Charlotte Hungerford for a long time. I was a labor and delivery nurse. So that's my passion, my area of expertise. And then got into education at the hospital initially when I went back for my master's degree. And, the job was posted, and I had a wonderful mentor, my boss, Robin Giusti, who said, you should go for this. You are ready to do this. So I applied basically on a whim, thinking there's no way that they're going to hire me. And they did. And so I started the program. I was hired back in 2010, and we admitted our first class in 2011. So it's been amazing, and I'm so proud of everything that Northwestern has done with this program and the impact it's had on the community. And, you know, I see it come full circle. One of our graduates from one of our earlier classes is now one of our faculty teaching. So it's just amazing to see this.
I think what's also amazing and what's so great about this program, I know whenever I have to go into the hospital, it's nice on a local basis. Nurses do incredible things that, and this is no downfall on doctors, that doctors just don't do, and that is make a patient feel as comfortable as possible, as safe as possible in their rooms, dealing with a lot of different issues. And that's why I find this program so amazing, because there's nothing more but growth ahead for somebody right now who might be someone who lost a job, someone who's interested in nursing, yeah, someone coming out of high school. I mean, this is just such a big field to go into, and to have it here right locally, only 25 minutes away in Winsett, is really an amazing thing.
It is, and, you know, you can't beat the price. This is really, you're getting a world-class education at a bargain price. And we do now have, free community college for first-time, full-time college students. So I encourage the young people, the high school graduates, to please look into that. Even if you don't go into nursing and you want to just come to Northwestern for the first 2 years and then transfer somewhere, it is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity.
Now, once again, we're talking about the Northwestern Connecticut Community College Nursing Program with Connie Hotchkiss, who's the division director. And once again, laced in with all this is, if there wasn't a foundation for community health, which helps pay, organize, and set up these things, we have a lot of things benefiting our health in our area that wouldn't be possible without them.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Connie, thanks for joining us this morning. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me. And please, if anyone has any questions, feel free to reach out to me. I'd be happy to talk nursing with you.
All right. Thanks, Connie.
All right. Have a great day.
That is the nursing program at Northwest Connecticut Community College. Once again, if you go to our on-demand page, robinhoodradio.com, on-demand, click on interviews and click on this interview, you'll be able to click on the pictures and go to the different links.